Hi, boys. It's Miss Mandy. I'm Ken's wife. And we've been in New York on business. And he didn't have the greatest luck with one of his accounts that he was litigating in court with another guy who was really sexy. Well, this post that I'm posting about here is a follow-up on the one that I listed right before this one, so you can get the first segment of what led up to me meeting this guy and what was about to happen. And it's super hot. You all know that I love to cuckold my husband, and it was no exception with this guy. He's young and hot and smart and arrogant. He's got a really, really big cock. So, anyway, my husband's been keeping a journal. I actually think he's writing a book. And I found another segment of what his impression was the night, you know, that followed the dinner that we had. So, let me read you what he wrote. And then you can read the post, and pretty soon there's going to be another segment I'm going to post, so you can keep following along. It's really hot because Reed, the new guy, oh gosh, he gets me so excited. And I let my husband watch now with this guy. That's not something we did up until now, so I think you'll find this story kind of amusing, because I sure did when I found it. So let me read. Just make yourself a nice, cool beverage and sit back and relax and listen to the following story. Enjoy. So this is what my husband wrote. That evening, we met Reed at an upscale Manhattan restaurant. Mandy sat between us while we all drank martinis. She seemed to enjoy Reed's close attention. At one point, during our conversation, Reed placed his hand on Mandy's thigh. She made no attempt to discourage him. I took a break from dinner and went to the restroom. Upon my return, I found Reed and Mandy in close conversation. Ken, we're invited to Reed's apartment for an after-dinner drink. Wouldn't that be nice? Sure, I muttered, wondering where this was all leading. Reed simply looked at me and smirked. Reed's apartment was only a block away, so it was a short walk. Mandy walked between us, holding our arms and chatting excitedly with Reed about his thriving law practice. As we entered his penthouse apartment, I couldn't help but be impressed by the Manhattan skyline view and his spacious, elegantly designed home. Reed gestured towards his kitchen and asked me to open a bottle of champagne while he showed Mandy around. I was bothered by his ill manners, but decided to be a good sport about it. When I returned to the living room with the champagne, I found Reed nuzzling Mandy's neck and whispering in her ear. Seeing the surprised look on my face, Reed nonchalantly instructed me to pour us all a glass. Your wife and I are making plans. I hope you don't mind. To my astonishment, Mandy quickly added, Honey, I really want to be with Reed and you tonight. You know, we've talked about this sort of thing, so let's make it happen. While it was true we had shared a fantasy of being with a third person, I had not envisioned it happening here and now, particularly with the man who only hours ago had soundly defeated me. I stammered something to Mandy, questioning whether she was sure about going through with this. In response, she gently pushed both of us down on the living room couch and began to slowly gyrate, sensuously dancing in front of us. As Mandy slowly unbuttoned her blouse, she bent before Reed and passionately kissed him. He returned her kiss and pulled her closer. He quickly removed Mandy's blouse and unzipped her skirt, revealing a black lace, push-up bra, and black thong panties I'd never seen before. "I bought these today for you, Ken," Mandy giggled. "But now we'll have a wider audience," Reed growled his approval and began massaging Mandy's large breasts and running his hands over the rest of her body. "Your wife has an incredible rack," said Reed as he licked and kissed Mandy's nipples. She threw her head back and moaned with pleasure. Mandy trembled with excitement as I did. I was flustered, but I could not hide my arousal as another man took control. As they kissed, Mandy stroked the prominent bulge in Reed's pants. He unbuckled and lowered his pants, revealing a half-hard, thickly veined 9-inch cock. Mandy reached out and fondled his massive erection. "Honey, look what Reed is packing," she exclaimed. I just knew he was hung. Mandy opened her mouth wide and began to lick and suck Reed's massive prick. I knew from experience that she was amazing at blowjobs. I could only imagine the pleasure Reed felt as Mandy took more and more of his cock down her throat, her eyes watering as she slurped and stroked him. Reed stood before my Mandy, arrogantly posing his hands on his hips while she serviced him. "Ken, your wife is amazing." I could only nod in agreement. Reed opened the door to his bedroom and carried Mandy inside. "Ken, bring us more champagne. While you do that, your wife and I are going to get to know each other better." I meekly followed Reed's instructions. So there you have it. If you'd like some of this live, call me. My number is 1-877-732-6360. I am not staying up in the middle of the night like I used to, so you have to sort of get me around 11 p.m. Eastern time if you want a nice long call with me. So it's 1-877-732-6360. I will cuckold you, humiliate you, guide your masturbation. I'm very, very skilled at domination and fetish calls. I can feminize you, transgender you, talk about you being bisexual, cock-sucking fantasies, cock and ball torture, orgasm denial, and the list goes on. It's Miss Mandy at 1-877-732-6360. Be sure to call me. Your cock is going to thank, I don't know, probably me. Talk to you soon. Mwah! Miss Mandy. Bye-bye.